Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Just quieting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Hey, we're back.
What was that?
That's a new intro.
Oh, God, really? Is that replacing?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a new intro. So, welcome to 2022, Jesse.
It doesn't even say Canadian politics is boring. I mean, it sounds amazing, but...
Neither did the old one.
Yes, it did. It was me.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, I said, welcome to Canadian politics is boring.
Oh, well, I'll just put that back in.
We've been doing this for 2 years and you don't know. Well, remixed our new intro and you didn't know what our old intro sounded like.
I was just bored of it. You know, man, we're moving on. That was always moving on.
Reese, that was amazing.
Oh, it was just voices of people in Parliament.
Yeah.
It's great.
That was amazing. Oh my God. Hi, hello, dear listeners. How are all of you? How are your holidays? I know you can't respond, and if you are responding, we can't hear you, right? Like that's
no, exactly. Yeah,
yeah. So how are you?
I am good. How are you? I really enjoyed the break after Wafakak. It was nice to have a break of not writing and recording. Even though I was supposed to have a break, I still wrote 3 months worth of episodes.
So hold on, you weren't kidding when you said that? I thought you were joking.
No. I've got enough episodes written for 3 months.
Jesus. So. Okay. That's amazing.
That's what I call a holiday.
I went up to visit my parents for Christmas, and they live on a small island. and then the fucking Transformer ravaged our city, Omicron, and our numbers went crazy. So I'm like... I guess I'll stick it out here for a little bit. And I feel like a teenager again, living in my parents' basement. It's great. It's great.
Especially when you've gone past the age of 40
yeah.
and you go back and relive that experience, you go, do you know what? Life is good.
I have reached out to multiple friends who own Airbnbs to see if they have any free that I could stay at.
Nothing available. So I'm like, so I have. Well,
do you know what you should do is offer. Do you know? I guarantee you that if you offered money, you would find somewhere a lot quicker.
I did offer money. I was going to pay for it.
You said, "Can I stay for free?"
No. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not you what need. I can pay for it. I have money.
Do you know? Although I think that I.
It was just they were going to give me a discount. That's all it was.
Yeah. It's well, do you know what? I think people like, I personally think that it's important to like, I'm trying to promote and use small businesses as much as possible because this has gone on for so long now that so many businesses are struggling and things. So I was thinking we should talk about cool small businesses that we know of without any money or expectation of reward. So I wanted to talk about a little business that I know about. There's somebody I work with called Zoe. Quite often she's based in New Brunswick and she's got a store called Tommy's Superette. Can you guess what they do?
Tommy's Superette?
Superette, yeah.
Superette?
Tommy's Superette.
What the fuck is a Superette?
So basically, it's a small store, independent store that she set up with her mother, and they sell outdoor clothing in St. John in New Brunswick. But the name comes from a butcher that opened there in the mid-60s and ran until he retired in 2013. So they kept the name of the old business for the new business.
What is a superette?
I have no idea. If you're not in St. John or New Brunswick and you don't plan on going to St. John or New Brunswick anytime soon, they have an online store. So if you're buying outdoor goods and you want to support a local business, go to tommysuperette.ca.
Let's ask them for some meat and then act really disappointed when they don't have meat.
And then get some nice wool socks for hiking and some steak mailed through.
Yeah. Well, that's a nice thing for you to do.
Yeah. So you can do it next week. You got to pick a business next week.
I have to pick a business next. Okay. Oh god.
A small business that you want to promote to help during this shitty time that we live in.
All right. Yeah, I can. I'll try.
There we go.
Think of something.
Do you want to do an episode now?
First episode of the year. Yay! Let's do. Yes. Let's. I'm excited. I'm all caffeinated.
Okay. You're gonna like this title.
Okay. Throw it at me. Here we go. Just
when
throw it
when
at me.
PEI hated cars.
When PEI hated cars.
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be good. I can tell already.
PEI has a long history of hating
cars. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the last time I went there in a car and we had a mob of people with baseball bats chased us right out. So,
well, they charge you $50 to leave in one as well. So, so much. Let's say your car tax.
That's true.
Yeah. So, basically, the I'll just get into the story.
Yeah, let's just throw it in.
So the first horseless carriage, as cars used to be known, was brought.
Can we just
to
call
Prince
them
Edward.
From that from now? I mean, that's what I typically call them.
Yeah, horseless carriage.
Can you give me a ride to Halifax in your horseless?
Have you seen
carriage
that new race? Audi horseless carriage?
With heated seats.
With heated seats.
It's like an old horse.
It's amazing. It's got an electronic powered horse. It doesn't even need. It's not even a gasoline horse anymore.
Just lift the hood, and there's like a really cramped horse inside, looking really scared and sad. Overworked.
So PEI.
Oh no, that would be a horse carriage. They couldn't call that a horseless.
Oh no, the horseless. Right?
Yeah. Horse cramped carriage. Yeah.
Horse. So PEI first experienced the terror of the car in 1866, when George Anton Belcour. The parish priest of North Rustico purchased a car.
And then all hell broke loose, of course.
And he drove it through the St. John Baptiste Day parade that year. And then also the following year, somebody bought a steam-powered carriage. It was the business consortium in Charlottetown. A steam-powered car in 1900 that was used to do local tours of Charlottetown. And then...
Hold on, wait. How did that work?
Well, it was just a steam-powered car.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Like, I imagine that...
Like, was there someone who had to stoke a fire? Like a... Like,
yeah. It would be like... Yeah,
you'd like have a to, locomotive.
Like, put, yeah, you'd have to... It's like a mini locomotive that they'd throw coal in, and then it would just like... Like that.
Can you keep... I couldn't visualize it. You weren't doing the sound effect long enough.
I'm done. Google it.
Damn it.
Google it. So And then the growth of the car between 1900 and 1908 was so rapid in PEI that by 1908, there were a total of 7 cars in the island.
I think it's about how many there are now.
Yeah, and this angered the people in the province.
Well, they're quick to anger.
Yeah, mainly because cars were seen as a luxurious item that was only available to wealthy people, much like the private jet is now. And also it was the time of economic depression for the province. So lots of people wrote letters to newspapers complaining that the vehicles were loud, scared their horses, and that when they were on the road, everyone else was using horses and it was just disrupting the lives of everybody else.
So it was seen as this kind of show of money during the depression, and people were like, fuck.
Yeah.
Kind of like if you went up to a family's house and peered in their window while they're all sitting around, like sharing a single like biscuit, just looking really depressed, like sad and crying. And you just gnaw on a delicious steak while making eye contact with all of them through their window.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just like driving a car around, snorting cocaine, burning money.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just meanwhile, everybody else is just struggling to make ends meet. So, and this was the other thing, those 7 cars were so terrifying that farmers were prevented from bringing their goods to market, and residents were afraid to shop on market days and attend church on Sundays in case they bumped into one of the 7 cars.
What was going to happen if they bumped into the car?
They saw a car. You go, look, a car. Much like when you see like a hot air balloon, you go, look, a hot air balloon, and then you get on with your life. You're terrified of that.
Like, was it considered bad luck or something?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was lucky enough to know my great grandmother, and she was born in the late 19th century, and she was like a teenager in World War One, and like middle aged by the time World War Two happened, and she could remember the first time she ever saw a car, and she said she was terrified of the car. It just didn't make any sense. It was like magic.
That's cool. I mean,
so yeah,
yeah. There's a phrase my friend coined. I guess I thought he coined it. Maybe he didn't. But things happen automagically now today. Like, you know, our phones just work.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi just
works. I remember the first time I saw an iPhone, I just vomited. I was at work.
Right there in the
shop. They kicked me out of the Apple store.
Yeah. Sir, we've talked about this. You're not allowed in here anymore. Blah.
How many songs in your pocket? Blah. Anyway, luckily everything's easy to wipe down in the Apple store. This is all wood and white plastic. Anyway,
tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So, because of the public outcry, the local legislature in PEI voted unanimously to ban all cars.
Wow!
So they were banned on driving on island roads throughout the province.
What year was this?
1908.
Amazing.
So but like by 1913, the economy had improved.
Yeah.
And because they brought this new, this makes me laugh, this new industry had appeared on the island. They were fur farming silver foxes, which sounds made up.
What, this is the type of car?
No, they basically, the economy had picked up because everyone had realized they could make money fur farming silver foxes.
Oh, this is a total left diversion into left field. Okay, so
they were like, oh, look, you can rip the skin off foxes and sell it, and then the economy booms.
I think it's a little more complicated than, like, that's disgusting the way you put it. But sure, like, that's...
I'm sure it's more complicated. But that's the gist of it.
Okay. Yeah.
and because of that, more people were leaving the island for the first time in a while because they didn't have any money, and they were experiencing the car in other places. And one of the people who'd made a lot of money from fox breeding, his name was William Keir Rogers. He bought a new car
with the proceeds,
and it was one of the first new cars on the island since the ban. And it had the nickname Good Roads Rogers was his nickname, because he tried to get the ban rescinded.
What was the use your words, Jesse. The legal justification for banning cars, do you know?
That they were scaring the horses, they were noisy.
Oh, okay, all right, fair enough.
They were disrupting a way of life.
It wasn't because we don't like them.
I think you can sum it up as a fear of change.
Yep, all right, fair enough.
Yeah. So a lot of businesses said they were missing out on tourism and revenue by not having automobiles, because obviously they're efficient and they move things easily, and cars typically don't
tell me
poo
more
everywhere.
Things that cars can do, Reese.
They don't poo everywhere.
I mean,
you don't have to feed them hay or water or all these things.
Could you imagine if you had to?
You can't scare a car so it rears up and kicks you off.
Thank God.
Yeah. cars don't age. Well, they do, I guess. They rust. So they decided to be a bit more lenient. So automobiles were allowed to use the roads on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but they banned them Tuesday and Friday because it was a market day. Saturday was a shopping day, and Sunday was a church day. So you could drive Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay. That's neat and weird.
Everyone was still angry.
Witchcraft!
Yeah, yeah, because nobody consulted the farmers and they weren't happy. So what happened was then each of the districts, some of the districts in the more rural areas rebelled and decided to ban the car in their district. So
amazing.
It meant that so you could drive a car in some communities, but it was banned from others. So there was like a patchwork of districts where you could and couldn't drive. So what would happen is the automobile owners would drive through the community they were allowed in, and then they'd have to hire a team of horses to tow the car through.
You're
the next district.
You're fucking kidding me. Are you serious? That's amazing. They'd have to hire a team of horses. So like literally banning cars created jobs to move cars.
Yeah, with horses.
and then let's say that the next town over, they banned horses. So they had to put the horse in a car and drive them back through. No, I'm trying to make a weird Inception style scenario with horses.
And then it got more elaborate than that as well. There was Frank Tuplin, who owned a car in Summerside, which is a community that banned cars, would load his car onto the railway, have it brought by rail to Charlottetown, drive it around Charlottetown for the day, and then return it back to his house by rail.
Wow. But he would drive it specifically to a place that it was banned in, just to fuck with them?
No, he wouldn't. It would be towed by horses to the railway, loaded on the back of a train. The train would take it to Charlottetown. They'd take it off. He'd drive around Charlottetown.
Oh,
where
you
cars
said Sunnyside. Okay, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So so after World War One, as well, a lot of people were more aware of automobiles. They'd become a part of the war effort, and they were seemed to be more reliable, and like there was less injuries caused to horses in farm work and those kind of things. So the ban was relaxed even more. and about 75% of people in the remaining districts kind of were up for rescinding the ban. And more people start to reverse it. And then in 1917, the Conservative government there proposed a bill to completely wipe out any kind of automobile bans. But the vote was a tie because there was still a lot of opposition.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't formally lifted until 1919. But even then, for years afterwards, newspapers reported farmers blockading roads to prevent automobiles passing through their communities as well.
Fucking amazing. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's insane.
You can drive there now. It's fine.
Yeah. Thanks for the update, Rhys.
Yeah, it's good.
I appreciate it. That's good.
So, how was that as a first episode of 2022?
The shit you find, man, is amazing. It's amazing. Oh, my. A ban on... Fuck. I kind of wanted to... I don't know. I think that'd be kind of fun. Like, mapping out your route. Like, let's go driving in Charlottetown, and you're halfway across the province. And like, how do we get there? There's 14 farmland sections across the... And they'll chase us with shotguns and pitchforks if we go through it. We have to find a railway. We have to find horses that'll tow us. Like, skis, parachutes...
I think it's, I don't know, all you need is like a chitty chitty bang bang car that can be a boat and a plane, and then you can go to PEI. It's fine.
I mean, I'd get a chitty chitty bang bang car that was a boat and a plane today. That would be amazing. I don't know why this exists solely in 1919. That's, you should get me one for Christmas, for my birthday.
A chitty chitty bang bang car. I don't know how to build one, to be honest.
Oh, well. All right.
Yeah. I'm not Dick Van Dyke. Sorry.
Once again, a disappointment.
If I was Dick Van Dyke, I might be too busy. Did you hear about him? He fell asleep on a surfboard and got rescued by dolphins or something.
What?
I think that's true. I think that's true.
What are you talking? What?
Dick Van Dyke.
Fell asleep on a... Oh, I heard
he was out.
Fuck, man.
He was out surfing.
No, no, no. I swear to God, I heard you say snowboard. Okay, and I was
snowboarding, and he fell asleep snowboarding, got rescued.
That's what I pictured. I swear to God, I was like, "That's amazing." I don't even know how that would work. Like
all the dolphins froze to death on a ski slope. It's a lovely story.
Yeah. Oh my God! So this is welcome back. Welcome to thanks, dear listener, for coming back and sticking us in your ear holes, Reese. Thank you for that delightful. I have a wonderful call to action. For all of us.
Okay.
For our listeners.
Aside from Patreon, where we'll have a wonderful new episode for patrons only this month.
It's a delightful episode, and we're just going to do like all kinds of other shit too. Yeah. So my stepfather is turning, this week is turning 90 years old. 90.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he's just a giant goofball. And I would love it if our listeners could wish him a happy birthday. His name is Jim. He's turning 90, and he's a big goof. So if any of you...
what is a big goof?
I don't know. A goof? He's goofy.
He's just a big goof.
But like, if you could, as any audience member, if you draw, sing a song, just a voice message written...
Did you forget to buy him a present?
That's exactly what it is. Yes.
You forgot to buy him a present, and this
really,
is your... I'm going to try and guilt trip the podcast audience into giving him the ultimate gift.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. No, it's not. No, I have a very interesting gift coming.
What'd you get him?
I can't say because they listen to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you afterwards. But yeah, if you guys could take like 2 minutes out of your day and just email us something at CanadianPoliticsIsBoring@gmail.com.
Yeah.
There's a little, Reese will leave a link in the show notes. So that sometimes works. That would be amazing. Jim would be very, very excited to hear from you guys. So actually, 90, can I,
90's like,
can I get him on our show right now? He's upstairs. I'll just bring the laptop.
Go on. This isn't how we usually do things, but I guess it's not every day you turn 90.
Right, exactly. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can.
All right.
Hi, Jim. So what's Jim's secret to reaching 90?
Jim, what is the secret to your longevity?
You young whippersnapper, what an impertinent question. But all right. I shall reveal to the world the secret of my My God, I'm getting older by the minute. It is essentially doing nothing. If you do nothing, young man, it is unlikely that anything untoward will befall you. Sit in a chair. Keep your feet up so nobody steps on them. Ward off all visitors who might be carrying not so much dangerous viruses as dangerous ideas, because you want your mind to be absolutely placid. Sleep, sleep, sleep. Wake infrequently, and when you do, try to keep your eyes closed. If you open them, you may see things, and that will disturb your utter tranquility. In this way, you have a good chance of living, if you can call it that, for, well, until your body slowly decays. Decay spreads throughout your body inevitably. There's nothing much you can do about that.
Oh, my God.
That's some wonderful advice. Thank you.
Parts begin to fall off. I've had parts fall off while I was sleeping. You never know. You can't put them back on. I've tried. Stick a thumb back on. It doesn't stay. You can hold your thumb tight against where it went, from whence it severed. Hold it there for week after week. And then let it go and it falls off again. I don't know what to do. I'm getting awful old.
What advice would you
I've have? Had...
What advice would you have for the youth of Canada?
Sleep. Get plenty of sleep. 23 hours a day sleep. And when you wake up, vote for the Liberal Party. They will ensure
official endorsement
that no bill passes. That the Parliament does not meet, and that Canada will be in. You know about these creatures who are embedded in permafrost. That is our ideal. We shall one day, after the Earth reaches boiling temperatures, freeze deeply into the permafrost, and in all our glory will be unearthed by strange-looking creatures with green antennas growing out of their noses. And they will say, oh, what a civilization that must have been. Yes.
This is your advice?
I don't give advice. Well, if you want to pay me, I'll give some advice. I charge 25 cents an hour for advice. I've in that way at one sitting sometimes earned $5.33. Anyway, I'm very, very old, and I'm getting very, very old talking to you. In fact, you have aged me up to, I don't know. I'm going back to sleep. Good night.
Thanks, Jim. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Jim. Happy birthday.
I don't know. Am I 53? Somebody said I was 97. I don't know. I don't know. What the hell? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what age you are. Each age is as stupid as any other age.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
And just another quick reminder to all of our podcast audience out there, as our please send Jim here a birthday wish for his 90th birthday. Do something, anything at all, even if it's a 5-second hi, happy birthday, get out of my head. Email to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring. Oh my God, I speak Jesse.
CanadianPoliticsIsBoring@gmail.com. There you go.
Thank you, Reese. Okay, thanks, everyone. I'm sure Jim will love it if he gets birthday wishes from complete strangers. Trust me, he will. But especially this podcast audience. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We love you all. And welcome back to 2022. Yay! It's going to be a good year. I can feel it.
No, it won't.
I'm not jinxing it. What are you doing?
It'd be awful, just as awful as the previous two.
Stop it.
Bye, everyone.
Oh, my God, Reese. Jesus.
Bye.
Just fighting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thought?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.